Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. We are in, the wedding's happened. Congratulations. You're married.
Thank you. I got married last night, if you're listening to this on Sunday.
A beautiful ceremony. I was there. I witnessed everything. It was fantastic. Jordana, you looked amazing. I cry. How much was I crying? Could you believe it?
I'm imagining you crying at my wedding. And so, guys, we're recording this ahead of time. I'm sure all of that will happen. I'm sure Jared will be weeping, live screaming, everything, weeping. I'm sure I did look great. I hope so. I've been working hard. I'm married, but we'll give you an actual little rundown of not
for
probably,
sure.
I'm sure we'll be able to say all of those things too, but we'll give you a real rundown when we start recording, after the wedding.
Do not worry, this audience, and I understand not every episode is for everybody on this podcast, but if you love this show for years and years and years, I will be taking notes. I will come back with a full report for the listeners about the wedding, and stories will be told and tears will be shed and laughs will be had.
That is my hope for all of it. I hope I don't get roasted too much in those notes, but we will.
No roasting.
We will see.
I mean, yeah. let's see who gets
back for
too
seconds.
Oh yeah, you up with benefits?
Yeah. Oh, why do I keep calling it that? You up with benefits?
I think we have the best name of the Betches. Thanks to Maddie, we have the best name of the Betches names for the extra podcast.
I agree.
You up with benefits.
She really killed it. It really.
Every time I say that to someone, they go, "Oh, that's cute."
Maddie, it's adorable. Thank you.
It's adorable. Yeah. So, listen, besides the wedding, which has already happened, and we're very excited. Congratulations, Jordana. Let me be the first. I'll say it to you first. Look at
you actually will
I'm
be the
preempting
first. Yes.
All the people. So we have a live show. And listen, you got to get those tickets. I mean, December 8th, it's coming quicker than you know. You got Thanksgiving next week. And then we're already in December, and it's 2022 already. So December 8th.
You sound like a guy looking for an excuse to not take someone out. It's already Thanksgiving, and then I got Christmas, and then next year is booked.
And really, I've been having a mentally
health.
Tough time lately. My mental health, things at work are busy. I had a relationship
anxiety.
That just ended 7 years ago, anxiety. I don't know where I'll be in the next 10 to 15 years. We're doing a live U Up show, December 8th, Town Hall. Get the group chat together, betches.co/UUpLive21. And we need submissions. I'm sure by this time we probably have submissions in, but now we're looking, maybe your story's better. Maybe you have a deal reveal. You have texts that you want to share, and you have to be at the show to submit these. So send them in. UUP@betches.com, title it live show submission, and then whether it's a deal reveal or dating app makeover or a fuckboy or nah or red flag deal breaker, we want them all. So send them in, title it live show submission, and UUP@betches.com. Does that sound good, Jordana?
That sounds perfect. I'm excited to meet you. Now that the first big wedding of the year for me is over, I'm excited for the second big event of the year, which is the U Up Live podcast and live podcast. I'm very excited. And we will see you guys on December 8th.
Absolutely. Other than that, I got some other shows. I'm going to be in St. Louis, Missouri. I just got this added. Literally just went to the bathroom and had this added. Phoenix, Arizona. I am coming. So Phoenix. I think it's December 13th. It's December 18th and 19th. I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona. So December 18th and 19th, Phoenix, Arizona. Come on out. I've never been there. And then New Year's, and then St. Louis New Year's, as everyone dreams of. And that's it. Anything else, Jordan, before we get to the email?
You know, listen to Money, Please. As I've said, it's our newest podcast. And let's just get right into it.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims. And with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
Let's do the email, okay? How to deal with a workplace breakup. These are always very difficult. A lot of, you know, pressure points to be hit and emotional stuff, and you got work and stuff like that. So let's get right into it. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's just jump into this email.
Hi, J&J, longtime listener, huge fan of all things Betches You Up and J Train. Thank you. I have a question about a workplace breakup. I'll get right to it. I dated my coworker most of last year. We've known each other for 9 years. Things were serious and going great until they weren't. He had some family stuff going on, and instead of opening up and letting me support him, he shut me out. He had never been in a serious relationship that was greater than 1 year, so he said that he didn't know how to let someone be there for him. For reference, he's 38 and I'm 31. Fast forward to my birthday. He texted me, screenshot one. So let's go to screenshot one. You ready?
Okay. So you're him.
Happy birthday. Oh, I really do
look
wish...
at the time. Look at the time stamp on that. Oh, they must be teachers.
Wednesday, at 5:01 a.m. on a Wednesday. 5:01.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday. I really do wish things have settled, but they haven't. Hope you can enjoy the day.
I don't like that text at all.
It's weird.
On your birthday.
What things have settled?
Hope you can still enjoy the day.
Hey, 5:01 a.m. Just a reminder, we didn't work out. Good morning. Happy birthday.
Hope this didn't fuck up the whole day for you.
Hope you enjoy your Facebook messages from people you don't know. Like, what? This is insane.
It's a very weird message.
Hope you can enjoy it. 5 a.m.
Thank you. Honestly, I'm still having trouble with all of this, and I'm genuinely worried about you and your family. I haven't been sleeping, and I've been trying to understand this. I wish I could be there for you. I just hope you'll let me in sometime soon.
Thanks. I'm doing okay. Just a lot right now. With my sister in blank, a lot of responsibility falls to me, and just need to keep on doing it.
I figured that. Just can't make sense of how that equates to cutting me off. Anyway, come to our Fiesta 5th. I brought in so much food. Okay. And then that is the extent of the text for that period of time.
Okay. So you're Jordana, you couldn't be more right. What a birthday hello. I mean, 5 a.m. and he's referencing them breaking up is what he's referencing.
Right. And he's making it all about himself too.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Wish I was better, but I'm not. You know, right? Like...
Hope you can still enjoy the day, even though I've just told you that in case, I wanted to get this to you early so that you could really have the full day to think about it.
Also, beware of birthdays. It always comes up. He broke up with her, like, obviously very close to her birthday.
Yeah. I mean, all right. Okay. So
he texted me, fast forward to my birthday. He texted me, but didn't come by all day to see me. No card, no flowers, no mention of birthday plans. I got my car at the end of the day and had a full breakdown. Sat there crying, realizing that he must not care and questioning if this was over. So it wasn't even over yet. He found me in my car and said that he just doesn't have time for a relationship right now. So I was broken up with on my birthday in a parking lot in the rain through my car window. Oh, she's doing it. She could have just said on my birthday.
He's a monster. He's a monster.
Oh, you women. You guys are. She's not wrong, but that's why she's saying it.
He could have broken up with her the day before if he didn't want to do anything.
That text to me was a breakup, but okay.
The text was still on her birthday.
It was on her birthday. We have not spoken since that day. I texted to get a coffee about a month after. See screenshot two. Okay, so let's go to number two.
All right, this is in June. The last one was in May.
A month later, a full month.
Okay. Hey, I hope you're doing okay. I hate how we left things. I think we should grab coffee or something one day after work this week just to clear the air and be cool with everything moving forward.
So he answers the next morning. I'm okay and hope you are too. Coffee sounds good. May have to be next week, though. I have something every day this week.
Okay. Let me know what day you're free. So she's saying he didn't answer that.
Okay, so, but I never heard back. Now he does everything in his power to avoid me. The only reason I went into the breakup story is because I think he might feel guilty or embarrassed about how he ended it. I'm sure he does. Or maybe he thinks I'm mad at him. I'm sure he does. In a parking lot, in the rain, through my car window, on my birthday. I did my part to aggrieve the relationship, talk it out in therapy, rebound this summer. I'm completely over it. And while I admit I am annoyed at how it ended, I don't miss him. I don't want him back. I don't wish him any malice. I do think it's weird to not even acknowledge each other's existence. We are teachers, so we will likely be working together for the next 25 plus years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Oh, when you put it that way, every time I see him at an event or meeting, he keeps his back to me and leaves unusually quick before any opportunity to interact. Yesterday, I saw him walking down the hall towards me, and he ducked into a room just to avoid passing me. I just like to say hello and be civil. It's almost to the point of hurtful that we shared this past, and he can't even make eye contact with me. My friends and coworkers all say that he is being immature and to ignore him. I just hate feeling like someone at work dislikes me or is going to such great lengths to avoid me. I want to reach out to him, but I'm not sure the best way to go about it. In person, text, or forget it. What would you do? I appreciate your advice and support. Thank you for the amazing content always. Jordana, what do you think?
I think it's actually interesting for this one because it is teachers. And I was thinking about this the other day, actually, when I was talking to my high school friends about our teachers. It's like, teachers are actually the only people who don't really move jobs every few years. Like, most teachers are where they're at if they're like get tenure or something. Or what's it called? I don't know if it's called that for teachers.
Tenure.
I think it's tenure still or something.
That might be for professors, but I think you get pensions and you get involved. You have to vest into a city's like pension system and things like that. I remember that I dated a teacher once and that was a big deal to her, like getting basically like the
whatever the tenure was.
All the benefits that come with being a teacher, like, come to you after you have to vest in. And then when you're in, you got to stay there. But I'm sure there's some teacher at home being like, it goes this way. And we don't care. We're just saying.
Teachers generally are not. It's not the kind of thing where you work in an office and then you just apply to another job and you just kind of like move around a bit. I think teachers are where they are for longer. But I mean, this is a tough situation to be in. I think that, I mean, I don't know if this even matters, but I don't think she's 100% fully 100% over it, just because it still kind of bothers her that he avoids her. But that's okay. I don't think that matters even that much. But that I did have that feeling of like, you're not like completely 100% removed from it, which is totally fine.
Anytime you use the word no malice, I always think there's a little malice.
Little malice, yeah.
Yeah, you don't, no that offense. Word. No
little offense.
Yeah, a little offense. Yeah. Like, no malice. You didn't even say I'm not mad. Like, you didn't even speak like a normal person. Yeah.
Right. I think he's clearly avoiding you because he thinks that you do hate him. And because he's kind of embarrassed about how things ended. I don't think it's like he hates you. That's why he's avoiding you. But I think the way to do it is to just get ahead. If it's bothering you that that's the case and it's making you feel awkward and you're saying you're totally over it, I would just text him or go up to him next time you see him. Maybe not go up to him because you're at a professional setting, but just say, hey, like, I feel like things ended weirdly. I want you to know I harbor no bad feelings towards you. I'm happy to, I'm not mad at you. And I know we'll see each other around school a lot. So I just want to like say, you don't have to like hide from me. Like, I don't harbor any negative feelings towards you. You can just like wave to me if you see me in the hall.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's a very difficult situation with a very easy answer to me, and mine's a lot like yours. You know, I agree with everything you say. I actually think he would feel better hearing this email from her. Like, if he heard this, he would go, it would normalize it. Because you know what we do when we don't talk to someone? We build it up in our head. We
completely
turn someone into, like, a total, like in his mind, and also it's a little bit of his ego. His ego is like that I crushed her. And it's like, no, you're an adult who's going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. You're going to find someone new. You're going to be very happy in your life. And it's all going to work out. The text, I would send a text. I would let him know you're not mad. I wouldn't use the word malice. Maybe we use a more normal word. Let him know that you've, like, this sentence here. I did my part to grieve the relationship, talk it out in therapy, rebound this summer, and I'm completely over it. And while I would admit I'm annoyed at how it ended, I don't miss you. I don't want you back. I don't wish you any malice.
Ill intent.
And I just want to be able to say hi to you in the hallway and not feel like someone at work is angry at me or feels weird around me. And I think that's totally normal. I think that's a totally worthwhile text to send, and I can't believe your friends are telling you to ignore him. No, that's not. Yeah. You got to go through awkward to get through awkward. You can't go around awkward. You got to go through awkward.
And that's for you, not for him. And he'll probably get that text and feel like initially kind of embarrassed that because you're acknowledging what he's been doing, which he probably already feels weird about. He's probably in a state of like, okay, if she hates me, I don't want her to see me because like I'm avoiding someone who hates me.
Yeah.
But if he actually felt like you were not harboring all this, like he, if he actually thought that running into you or saying hi to you would just be that, would just be saying hi, I think he would be happy to say hi to you.
Totally. And I think like, you know, a part of it is, I would say from his side, a part of it, like the ego thing of like not like of avoiding you is like, I don't want to give any, and she might say, well, this is stupid, but I'm saying from his end, I don't want to give anything that makes it seem like I want to get back together. Like,
right.
And you may think he doesn't even know that that's not an option right now for you. Like he doesn't know that you've grieved it. He doesn't know that you, how
you think
you
he's also mad at potentially worried about getting yelled at.
I mean, it would be, yeah, I guess so. I know she wouldn't do that, but this is again, back to like building something up bigger in your head than it actually is. Like,
right.
Like she's not going to come up to him in the middle of the elementary school and be like, you fucking piece of shit. Like that's not going to,
or maybe, no, but I think it more likely at him. For him that he's worried is like, he would say, hey, like, how have you been? And she'll be like, well, like not great. Cause like someone broke up with me on my birthday in the rain through like, just kind of like, you know what I mean? Like just angry. Like he said something that she would be angry. Not that she would like yell at him, but like, he's probably like, I don't want to do that either. Cause it's like, that's the same reason people ghost. Cause they don't want to like confront things that make them feel awkward or bad.
And on top of that, he wants you to be doing okay. Like he doesn't want, like nobody who ends something wants to be the branch in the road where someone's life went horribly wrong. Like he, you know, like he wants you to be doing good and wants you to be happy and wants you to find someone new. It just wasn't with him. And I think right now he's probably built this up so much in his head that you know, like, just
why not
up.
Go for coffee with her though when she asked him in June?
I have no idea. I honestly, she gave him the opening. Well, I think it's also
maybe that's also why he feels weird, because that was in June and then they came back to school in like September or August and he was like, oh, I never answered that. She must be really mad now.
Yeah, right. Now I've really got her pissed. Yeah, I think it's such a simple text to send, and like the whys and why he's acting this way, you know, it's all embarrassment. It has nothing to do with hating you.
Right. And he, I think, doesn't realize that he would feel better if he just spoke to you about it all and then moved on, like you said, through it rather than around it.
I mean, if I were him, I mean, you got a text, hey, I saw you the other day. I hate that I keep running away. Like the text for him is as easy as the text for you.
Totally. And I agree with your friends that he's not super mature to take the road of, I'm just going to like duck in the hallway out of her line of vision for the next 25 years. I agree with them on that end. But I do think you should say something, not because you were the one who should have to, but because it'll make you feel better.
Get it over with. Let's get through this. Yeah. It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself, Quince. Not just the socks though, they got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Let's play some games.
Let's do it. Okay.
We have our new game, Sunday Swiping Scaries, and it is something we do on the Instagram account for the UUP Podcast, at UUP Pod, where we get someone's prompt or their bio on a dating app, and we decide if we swipe left or swipe right. Right, Jordana?
Right. I'm ready. Okay. I'll read the first one. I got a B+ in human sexuality in college, so let's just say I know my round A checks poorly scribbled notes, clitoris. That one got a laugh out of you.
I like it. I think it's funny. I think it's, the problem with it is it's sexual, so right. It's like, you know, you have to beware if this guy's just trying to be sexual. Or lady, I don't know if it's male or female. I'm assuming it's a dude because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume.
I mean, I generally would stay away from sex jokes on an app, but it's not bad as sex jokes go.
That's the thing. And you mentioned this last episode, but this is like, if you're going to try to kill the king, you better not miss.
Right.
And this is a... To me, this worked on me. So I if I saw this from the thing is, this is the unfair part about these dating apps. Like if I saw a woman with something like, I got a B+ in human sexuality in college, so let's just say I know my way around, no checks, poorly scribbled notes, anal cavity. I'd be like, this is fucking hilarious, and it would be someone I would be more prone to talking to.
Right. Well, it might attract the right kind of woman. Who likes that kind of humor?
Yeah, and I think also, it's easy for me to say, like, just know that if it becomes sexual beyond this, if like you could respond to this like, LOL, this made me laugh out loud, and it can become a normal conversation.
Yeah,
but it can also go the direction of like, so what do you think about the clitoris? You know, like.
It would be a little bit of a red flag in that way that I would kind of like this. The conversation has already like begun on a sexual note, which is why I would avoid that generally. But It's kind of funny. It's kind of like if someone said that joke to me in person, I would laugh. But like, I don't know if I'm like, if that's the first thing, if that's their first impression on their dating resume, I'm a little wary.
We got an issue.
Yeah.
Let's do another. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
My love language is acts of service and physical touch. Breakfast in bed and bang.
Okay.
This is the less artful way of the last one. Like, yeah. This is less artistic.
I'm passing on anyone who says bang in their dating app profile. Mm. I think, again, it like it makes it too sexual, too quick. The whole illusion of dating, if you're selling yourself on a dating app, is to sell at least the romantic, like, glossy image.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you, and also his picture underneath it doesn't help it. It's like a selfie taken out in a field, and it's like,
oh yeah,
like I don't know, breakfast in bed. I don't know. He looks like just woke up. Like, it's just not. It's not like he's dressed up in a suit, and you're like thinking of having like caviar and eggs in his bed. Like, it's like you can see the bed by looking at him. Like,
right, he looks like he just took a selfie after burying someone in a field.
It's like, do you want to get breakfast in bed with me? It's like, no. Like, you gotta like the layout of this of the app kind of matters, you know? Like how they like work out. Well, and it's like this thing ahead of that picture is just like, it looks like he hasn't showered in weeks. Like, what bed? Well, I can't trust that the sheets are washed. Like,
I agree. And I think like sometimes you have to look at dating apps like a like little mini sales pitch. Of a person, of you yourself, the person to date. And it sounds like weird or icky to like say that, but think about anything that you would buy or want to experience. You kind of want like some sort of a glossier, fun thing. And like, it's okay. Everyone knows there's flaws beneath it, but at least like pretend.
An effort. That's really pretend. It's, this guy's, it just looks like he flopped out of bed and made this account. It's like, crazy.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, that was our Sunday episode.
We solved dating again. Jordana, congratulations once again preemptively. And everybody, live you up December 8th. Go to betches.co/youuplive21 or jaredfried.com. That's all over the site. And get those tickets and submit your dating app issues and makeovers and fuckboy or not, or deal reveals, UUP@betches.com.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com.
Betches.